The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, Mashdown Wednesday, when we have Aaron Green along with me and along with Ian. And this is the On The Clock and Guardian Radio AM Man Down Mashup Day. And continuing the conversation that I had yesterday, and finally I have Aaron Green to join me in this conversation, by extension, Ian to join me in this conversation. We are talking about FTX, and we're going to talk about a Bahamian version of it, right? So today, actually, I was able to hear some clips, and I think there's a war brewing. And I want you to hear this again, Aaron. Listen, there is a war that is on the precipice, and this war is going to be between the Bahamas and the United States of America. And of course, you say, what do you mean war? I don't mean a physical war with bombs, right? This war is going to be about money. Who in charge of the liquidation and the winding down of FTX, right? Because there are some people, there's a narrative by Congress in the United States who's saying that the Bahamas is not entitled to have access to this money. That even though we are a sovereign nation, even though that we went through the courts and got the authority to freeze the assets and hold the assets in order to wind down, they're saying that all of the Bahamian land, all of the Bahamian money belongs to the United States, because they said that there aren't any sensible Bahamians there. And you say, Cecil, surely you jest. Surely that's not being said. And I said, no, you don't believe me? Listen to this clip right here. And go ahead, producer. As soon as you get that clip lined up, play the first clip there. And I want Aaron to listen to this. I want Ian to listen to this clip and hear what these Americans, these foreign people, think about us in the Bahamas. And I believe, this me, my humble opinion, we need to respond. We need to carry those CYC and go to Twitter and tell those people inside that Congress what they can do. Because we are a sovereign nation, and if the money we claiming, it could be ours. Now mind you, I say that just flippantly, because going to war with the United States will end probably. I know how it can end.
Look at the U.S. invasion of Europe.
I know how this can end.
But there's a way you play it, though.
Let's hear what it's saying. Go ahead, producer. Let's play this so we can actually have a conversation with it, so the audience can understand what is happening now, right in our eyes, and we just start aware. Go ahead, producer.
And of course, you have the task of trying to recapture the assets and protect them and transparently convey them back to folks as best as possible. So all that is outrageous. I'd like to focus my time a little bit on what happened on the 11th and the 12th of November. You say in your testimony, I'm going to cite both your testimony and the declaration of the filing yesterday in court, that you accepted the position of chief executive officer for FTX Group in the early morning hours of November 11th, and quickly realized bankruptcy filing was necessary, which began that day. You also say that as the cases were filed, debtors and their representatives worked tirelessly through the night to secure assets. You then go on in this yesterday's pleading, trying to block what the other liquidator was trying to do, to say that during this period, the 11th and the 12th, as best I can build this, information emerged that debtor systems and assets were accessed from at least two sources. What are those two sources?
We are tracing that hacking using our own cyber teams, plus the assistance of the government in tracking the ultimate location of those crypto assets. And the other thing that happened at the same time was that forces of our former management, the Bahamian government took control of certain crypto assets.
Bahamian Commission?
Yes.
Instructed Messrs. Bankman-Fried and Wang to mint, what does that mean, to mint a substantial number of new tokens and transfer hundreds of millions of dollars worth of these new tokens to cold storage for their benefit.
So the what that refers to is that it's mentioning the FTT, which is a coin created by the company. It could literally be minted. You could create new money with it. And so in that process, FTT was transferred to the Bahamian authorities.
To the tune of how much money?
Approximately...
I read here
about 300 million.
300 million. And you said that would be Mr. Bankman-Fried and Mr. Wang who did that minting and transferring.
We have information that they were both involved, whether Mr. Wang did it or Mr. Fried. Obviously, they were cooperating with the government doing so.
And this is post bankruptcy filings?
Post bankruptcy, when the automatic stay was in effect.
That kind of wrongdoing, for somebody of your expertise, how is it that the walls were not secure? That someone was able, in this case, one unknown and the other known, likely known, was able to go in, mint, manufacture tokens, and transfer them to a foreign government?
It really goes back to the control of the company and its assets in the hands of a few people, in this case, wrongdoers. They held the keys, and they knew where the wallets were. And there's just a lack of documentation, internal controls of separateness between the company's assets, who held the keys, and they were able to take those assets purely by the way the company was established.
And post the 11th or 12th, has that kind of access to the keys, minting, transferring, stopped?
We haven't seen any evidence of hacking. We've certainly have isolated any involvement of the former company, whether that's cash or other assets. What we don't know, right, is whether or not the founders could have taken crypto and put it in a cold wallet that we just don't have an awareness of. And if they did, hopefully we can trace that. We may find in the billions of data that we have a trail there, but it's possible that assets would have escaped the system and maybe exist in a thumb drive that we just don't have knowledge or possession of.
Thank you, Mr. Ray, and thank you for your team's work.
Thank you very much.
And that was Mr. Ray, who is the new CEO of FTX. But I would like to know if the audience to listen to the verbiage that was used, right? They said, how can this wrongdoing happen? And I say wrongdoing. They're saying, how can the government of the Bahamas freeze and seize the assets of FTX, right? Mm-hmm. And then they said, how can the money be transferred to a foreign country? Surely that must be illegal. But this is what I want to put. Is FTX a Bahamian company and have a headquarters in the Bahamas or not?
I was about to say something on that, Merritt. When you're dealing with the Bahamas, I know you like to say the Bahamian constitution trumps any constitution around
in the Bahamas. Yes.
In the Bahamas.
Yes.
So if there is a wrongdoing, there's the wrongdoing in the Bahamas.
Yes.
Last time I checked, Mr. Sam was a resident of the Bahamas because he purchased property over a few million dollars. So he's a resident here in the Bahamas. And big quarters here in the Bahamas. And if there was some level of illegal activity that took place, the commission that were commissioned from the Bahamas was supposed to be able to seize those assets that the Bahamian people hold.
And this is what they did. But this Congress is basically saying that it was an illegal act for a sovereign nation to secure the assets that are in the Bahamas to make sure that the persons who invested in this company be safe. And that is a concern. And in fact, these foreign entities, the Americans, are coming for the Bahamian land, and we in the Bahamas need to be concerned.
But the world is camp.
They're saying, I'm going to play another clip. They're saying that their law trumps all of the other laws.
The world
and
is
that, the Bahamas should give up their right over this liquid, this winding down. And I think we should be concerned. Go ahead, Aaron.
We got a caller here. I'm going to go to the caller. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the Guardian Radio AM on the clock. Mashup Man Down Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
I don't know if I and you guys here, but I know there's more than us hearing the hearing. That's people all over the world hearing that.
Uh-huh.
What I heard was that they are accusing the Bahamas government of minting coins after the bankruptcy was filed.
Mm-hmm.
Minting coins.
Creating new money, $300 million
to be coins.
And the point you make, because
that's the important thing.
Because
that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, he says we don't know if Wang or Freed did it. Like they're both involved.
Yes.
But definitely the Bahamian government.
Yes.
Right. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Not the other does. You know, we all know that the Bahamas government have the right to do the liquidation. Now, I don't even know if they even won. That's a monumental. I don't know if they could achieve that. They got the resources to do that. Apparently. And then they're accusing the government of you need to listen to the whole here. They've been accusing the SEC of corruption, not regulating.
I ain't get there yet. I have another
right,
clip
so
on that.
That's a big black eye on the Bahamas.
No, it's not a black eye. It is not a black eye. It's accusation that is unfounded. It's an unfounded accusation, and it's purposely done because they don't look at us as equals.
I'll say something to
the people. You know, this ain't no political thing. This is political, but this is for the people. This is for the public. This ain't no Bahamas against the United States. This is about the residents, the U.S. investors. You understand what I'm saying? They want regulation. They need their money protected.
Listen, cuz
the lack of regulations.
Call up.
Yes.
You get me excited just now.
Yeah. See,
let me tell you why. Hold on. See, because at first I thought that this was the U.S. invasion on crypto. You know. See, way back, China said, look here, we ain't allowing crypto. You want deal in digital currency. The Chinese government have a digital currency for you to play with. The U.S. government was walking on. And then all of a sudden, FTX is hosting a conference in the Bahamas partnered with SALT. The SALT group is founded by Scaramucci. Scaramucci is Trump's former press secretary. Was a part of the federal machinery. So I don't see, at first I thought this was the U.S. invasion on crypto. Now, and particularly after your commentary, it's suggesting to me that this is the U.S. invasion of the Bahamas. In a similar way, y'all all around the place talking about the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the only thing I could see on my timeline is the U.S. invasion of Europe.
See, what I'm saying, right, is what we in the Bahamas need to be discussing, right, is how we amend their act. How does we amend the DARE Act, because I'm saying that the DARE Act is not sufficient to deal with crypto. Hello?
What part of it is not sufficient? Go ahead. Give us an example.
The enforcement, just the regulations are not sufficient.
But the U.S. Had no regulations.
The U.S. still have no regulations.
They have some regulations.
No, they don't have any.
They don't have any. To govern crypto.
We are one of the only countries that have regulations. That's why we are the SCB was able to act so quickly and freeze the assets.
Right.
And in the United States, they still can't do that.
Hold on. And if we are going to amend the DARE Act, because I agree with you, I've said it on record, that the question is, what do we need to do, right? How do we need to improve the DARE Act to continue being a digital assets registry, right? The question is, how do we determine how to fix or enhance the DARE Act? What you're telling me is just wait for the U.S. and Europe to tell us how to do it?
But we were
on the cutting edge. Oh, hold on, Ian. Further to that, in case you're not listening, the European Union, they intend this to go the way of every financial services. Your financial services industry is not legit unless we regulate you.
There you go.
Unless you under our control. And this is very, very important to me personally, because you can't be walking around my country collecting the salary of a sovereign nation state staff member. But you trying to convince me that my lot in life is to be subservient to foreign countries.
And this is why we as a country need to stand up and say something is wrong. And because we have our own jurisdiction.
All right.
But there's something we have to also consider in this whole ordeal. They were saying the tracking down these funds. The FTX was giving funding to Congress, to the Republicans, to the Democrats.
Hold on, pause.
You have to think about this now.
Do you have the data to prove that?
This is what they said. In the same commentary, they said that he was influential by putting funds within these particular
parties.
That's
what he's charged for.
This is what they said.
That's what he's charged
for. For funding politicians?
Funding all the politicians in there, whether it be the Democrats or the Republicans.
Which said? The Maxine Water type politician?
Can you imagine? Apparently he donated some money.
Donated this fund. So if you're saying that you're tracking all of this funding that he's given out, then would the funds then be tracked what he had given to the Republican and the Democrats who are sitting in the House to make legislation?
I have another
trying to tell us.
And who's dictating to us?
And telling us
but we're not supposed to seize our assets and right. seize the monies that are in our country. That is a contradiction of everything.
I have another
tape I want to play soon. So I want to get to read some text and then we'll go.
And we got to throw out the third question, the last question for the day. Okay.
No, throw out the question first and then read the text.
Okay, so here is the question. There, guys, we are continuing the 12 days of Christmas, a.k.a. 12 days of holidays giveaways right now. Here is our third and I think last question for the day. We tick in. Junkanoo, here's the question. Question number three. Junkanoo is a tradition that originated in which part of Africa? Junkanoo is a tradition that originated in which part of Africa? That is the question. The numbers to call: 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Producer, I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Ghana.
Is that correct?
Ghana. I need a little more information.
No more like what?
Man, look how I have to give you the prize. You win the prize.
Yes.
It is in Ghana, but I'm going to tell you the
specific.
Why you hang up?
Call back, caller.
The person who wins just now and said Ghana, call back.
And speak to the producer.
Speak to the producer.
And the producer will speak to us.
Yeah, give him your name and your telephone contact or email contact. Please do that.
And then before you start reading the text, I want to put this out. There's a letter circulating on WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
And it's addressed to the Attorney General and CC, someone named Joe Bankman, Can Son, Ryan Salome, Constance, and the name is blocked out. C Roll and the name is blocked out. Allison and the name is blocked out, right?
Yeah.
And it says from Sam Bankman Freud, right?
Freed. Because there's a Freud and there's a fraud, and I don't want to talk about neither of them.
And it's a subject FTX/bans, right?
Yeah.
And it goes on, and it's not a long letter, but to say that Bankman Freud is asking the government asking the government permission to give access to Bahamians to withdraw their funds FTX.
Bankman Freud?
Yes.
Was asking the government if the government will give him permission?
Yes.
To open the portal.
To open the door and give Bahamians.
To extract their currencies out of it.
Okay. Wow.
And mind you, I think it's all suspect in general. Mm-hmm. I think that Freud was trying to create a narrative because there's no response to this letter, but I think he's purposely trying to
connect the Bahamian government and his conspiracy, and we should take that seriously.
And the fact that we have Bahamians now who are using this as saying that this is evidence of our government doing untoward things, knowing that when you read it and decipher it, they're saying this Bay is doing some sinister things purposefully. But in order to darken the look of our government.
But see, Bahamians have to be very careful of that slippery slope of what we then feed also to the international bodies. This is our country. We are a sovereign nation. And when we speak, we have to speak with one body and one mind. Because if we undermine the government in itself and the operations of the government, what we're saying is the whole infrastructure that the international bodies come to do business on is say that is flawed and it's a failed one. And that is not a message that we wish to go and send to anywhere.
Especially dealing in our finances. Let me read this and then we go straight to that, okay. That next clip. I mean, ready? As part of this, we have segregated funds. This is Sigmund Freud. Freud, right? We have segregated funds for all Bahamian customers on FTX. And we would be more than happy to open up withdrawals for all Bahamian customers on FTX so that they can, tomorrow, fully withdraw all of their assets, making them fully whole. It's your call whether you want us to do this. But we are more than happy to do and would consider it very, at least, our duty to do for the country. And could open it up immediately if you reply saying you want us to. If we don't hear back from you, we are going to go ahead and do it tomorrow.
Hold on, pause.
You see how they're baiting people?
Wait, pause. You hear that language?
Yes, I'm
concerned because that reminds me of the Commercial Enterprise Act where they say if the government doesn't respond
to you in 24 hours,
then you could automatically, it's automatically approved.
And assuming that you give us permission by not responding.
Yeah.
They setting people up.
And this, we can go to the clip and then read the text, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Just don't call him Freed. I think Freed is the right way to pronounce it.
Freed.
But I don't like how that sounds. Because he can't be in HMP and we calling him Freed. It just can cause confusion.
SBF.
We can't call him Fried or Fraud. Because
Find.
Fried or Fraud.
Find. He can find.
Sam, find.
Good morning.
All confined.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Yeah, I'm the person who was calling the food. I got cotton cut off and I said, Ghana, you asked me to call back?
Yes, because, see, I was looking for a more intense, a deeper answer. But we're going to give you the prize.
Oh, really good.
Good, because I don't want you to be mad at me, miss, because
I was just getting mad.
You know who I is and I don't know who you is. Anyway, but
give
producer,
your name to the producer, and then we'll work everything out.
Yeah, we will call
you.
Okay.
You could come and collect your prize today.
Today.
At Guardian Radio. We're going to leave your name on the prize you collect.
Okay.
And next week, we'll be doing this thing again where we'll be giving out more prizes. We have more collected. We collected even more prizes. So we'll have the extension on how many questions we can ask.
Okay.
Absolutely. Looking for was Princess Town in Ahanta, a western province of Ghana. But if you go to Ghana, miss, they got no use of Bahamian.
Uh-huh.
We look like them.
That's right.
And you'll be safe. They can take you right where you need to go.
Okay.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay.
Aaron, you trying to say I look African?
Yeah, next year we're going to go there. Yeah, let's go to the next year.
You trying to say I look African too?
Yeah, you got it.
I'm watching you all.
You got the complexion.
I have the complexion?
Yes, you have the complexion.
Okay, there you
go. You look
go.
Like the African lineage from Spanish Wales.
From Spanish Wales, African.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Light skin. But producer, play the next clip for me, please.
He's coming. Don't watch nothing.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting there right now.
Yeah. As soon as it starts, I will stop talking. Good morning, CA. You think the FTX is sponsoring the building of the new prison because he could have a condo provided? I'm there, one of the safe spot
Look
to
where
be from the world.
Look where you go.
I don't. He should have built a hospital.
He can see Elizabeth Estates.
Producer, whenever you're ready. Great show as usual. The USA will win the war because they will say, okay, you won't be biggity, no pre-clearance.
See, look where it is.
Why are you just going straight to the kryptonite, Texter?
Ready, going to try to take our pre-clearance? No, you can't do that.
No. Good morning, Mr. Newry. I agree with you wholeheartedly regarding FTX assets in the Bahamas. The United States would more than likely do their endeavor best to take it all away. All I have to say is, I can't say that, Texter. I can let Cecil read that one. We are witnessing the full extent of the long reach of the U.S. justice system. They are painting a narrative that the investors have no protection in the Bahamas, and under the Bahamian system, investors will not get their money back, so the case needs to be handled by the U.S. Now, we have seen this before with CLECO, so cannot do it. All I have to say is, it's like, you know, F-A-F-O, I ain't gonna say no more. About the email, how you don't know that he didn't have a phone call. I say the degree of contact the SBF had with both the government and the Securities Commission was inappropriate. more particularly with the regulator. The regulator should never be seen.
Inappropriate, like sending money to the Democrats?
Or the Republican? I'm going to have to give my government the benefit of the doubt.
They always diminishing us. But go ahead, producer. Play the clip.
Occurring again where individuals lost their money. It's complicated by the fact that FTX is domiciled in a foreign jurisdiction, and by all indications, Mr. Bankman-Fried is also in a foreign jurisdiction at this time. And so we should ask ourselves tough questions as to why a company like FTX would choose to set itself up in the Bahamas rather than the United States in the first place. I think that's a question for Congress. And also, we can't lose sight of the fact that millions of Americans lost money in this. I'm outraged. I think you're outraged. The American people should be outraged. Let me dive in. A day after FTX filed for bankruptcy, multiple outlets reported that there was a hacker potential theft. You have stated unauthorized access to certain assets occurred and that the company was in touch with law enforcement officials and regulators. Have you determined whether, in fact, assets were moved out after the bankruptcy?
Yes, clearly there was assets moved out after the bankruptcy.
And do you know whether or not that was an actual hack, or was this done, as has been reported, in the direction of the Bahamian authorities?
It was both.
It was both. And so some was done as a result of a hack. Some was done as a result of the request of the Bahamian authorities.
Yes, that's right.
And do you have indications as to why the Bahamian authorities made that request?
They just took it.
The Bahamian authorities took the funds that were at FTX through their own action. Was no action required by FTX employees? Maybe you could provide just a little.
They were aided by the ex-employees. Yes.
They were aided by former employees. Yes, Mr. of FTX.
Yes, Mr. Wang and Mr. Fried.
Is it in the eyes of the Bahamian authorities did this to protect clients and creditors? What was the? Do you have insight into the motivation behind this action?
Unlike the Chapter 11 process, there's no transparency in the process of the Bahamians, and we've repeatedly asked them for clarity about what they've been doing, and we've been shut down on that.
So from you've requested insight as to why this was done from the Bahamian authorities, and the Bahamian authorities, their reply to you was that they did not reply, or they replied and it was unsatisfactory?
They put out statements that it was in the interest of Bahamian creditors, although our view is that it violated the automatic stay in bankruptcy.
And so you have questions that still remain unanswered by the Bahamian authorities that would shed additional light into your investigation if that information was provided?
Yes.
Do you believe that if, at that time Mr. Bankman-Fried was attempting to undermine Chapter 11 cases by expanding the scope, by moving assets to accounts under the control of the Bahamian authorities?
It appears so.
So it appears that he may be working to undermine the scope of federal bankruptcy, U.S. federal bankruptcy law.
That's what it appears, yes.
And so then do you still believe that the Chapter 15 case should be consolidated in the Delaware Bankruptcy Court?
No, I do not think so.
What do you think should be... What do you think would be the best course of action?
They have a liquidation proceeding relative to FTX Digital Markets. We think the Chapter 11 process is the only open, transparent process that gives visibility to customers of what happened and when they're going to get their money and how they're going to get their money. The process in the Bahamian Islands is not a transparent process. We have opened up the ability to share everything that we have with the Bahamian government, similar to how we share with other liquidators around the world. Not only in this case, in other cases, it's meant to be a very cooperative situation. The pushback that we've gotten is sort of extraordinary in the context of bankruptcy. It raises questions. It seems irregular to me. There's lots of questions on our part, and obviously we're investigating.
I appreciate your candor on that point. I think that's a really important point that we look at again.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the narrative? You hear the words that you're using, saying that the government is pushback, the government is hiding money, hiding information,
compliant,
not compliant. That hold on, let me just say this point.
Yeah, yeah.
That the government freezing, not even the government, but the government freezing the money was illegal, right? we have our own courts. We know that SBC went to the court and got permission from the court to freeze the money because the money was at risk.
Yes.
We know there was a cry that there's a hacking happening. Yeah. And the government went to court in its jurisdiction, having the company in the Bahamas, having a Bahamian registered company, went there and control the assets and put it inside a safe space. Now, but this gentleman...
The question of whether SBF, Bikeman, what are we going to call him?
Freud.
Anyway.
Fine.
Freud. It could be that he was aware that the money was already not there. And for the Bahamian government to complete this process initiated by a petitioning of the Supreme Court to secure the funds, he said they're going to the Supreme Court to secure these funds. And listen, the funds ain't there. I'm going to need to mint some funds. I'm going to need to figure out how there will be some money there when they get... I just...
Only Wang and Free had the access to do so. So, I mean, like, you know, it's...
But now we don't know that.
But it's clear, he said it. I mean, the gentleman said it while speaking to Congress. But my thing is that with this happening, we've seen where he's writing these sort of emails to try to connect the Bahamian government to himself. The Bahamian government don't play that. We separate and apart. When we come in there, we come in for our stuff. Now, the Americans want their stuff, then they have to go somewhere else to get their stuff.
What gets me in the whole thing, like you say, Cecil, the tone doesn't sit well with me, right?
The verbiage.
It's the more the tone. Because I'm thinking to myself, how could a whole United States government and political system who did not see Trump at their gate, like how the country that allowed Trump to become the president of the free world, how you could come to me and talk about a lack of transparency and the difficulty of accessing information. I just think if I didn't have 1,007 American family members, I would be upset at the United States of America.
And even that is personally when you can't get no information about their former president at all in terms of transparency. They are creating a narrative that the Bahamas is a backwater hick town, right? And that they were in some type of collusion with
defrauding
Freud, right?
Defrauding.
To defraud United States investors of money.
Yeah.
And we need to be wary and concerned about that narrative. Very. And we need to clarify that. And the Securities Commission, instead of giving out press releases, she needs to speak.
In fact, listen, forget all of that. From the moment that Scaramucci stepped in the Bahamas and brought Tony Blair and Bill Clinton with him to the Bahamas, I'm now going to say to the United States government, it appears we need to sue you and Tom Brady.
Yes.
And the Biden, because it appears as if you set up a fraud. It appears as if you created the environment in which all of these people could get swing.
Imagine a former president of the United States coming here and telling him if we should invest inside this company
because
it's a secure.
Endorse
and then we're going to find out it's a fraud.
And then you mad at me for going through the process set out by the regulatory body that you have never before this moment challenged as being dangerous. You're going to suggest to me that the problem sits there, but not with you? Anyway, I think the U.S. invasion of the Bahamas, this is the most exciting episode I've seen so far.
And I would go as far as them saying that, asking questions, why did FDX choose the Bahamas? Because we had regulations. You know, that's why they choose the Bahamas.
The question is,
that's why all the businesses who come to the Bahamas choose the Bahamas, because they know there's a way to make money here. And we have a long history of having a successful government and having laws and appeal to the Privy Council. So this makes a good place to invest. That's why the other a number of exchanges are not inside the United States. They realize that they ain't working there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But listen, we got callers. You want
to
start?
Go ahead. Go to the first call.
Good morning, caller. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Neary, again.
Good morning again.
You know, I'm listening to those voice clips, and it seems like that guy is kind of upset over the fact that Mr. Freed tried choose to do business in the Bahamas, and he seems like he wants us to roll over and play dead and just give them what they want, how they want, when they want, and allow them to do whatever they choose. And at the end of the day, I can assure you, if they have hands on it, the Bahamian persons will be the ones who get nothing, who won't get their money back. You know, the point is, this is our country. Where is our prime minister on this? Why isn't the Securities Commission called the Congress to refute some of these foolishness this man coming up with? Who is speaking out there on our behalf?
Someone needs to speak on our behalf.
Silence.
We have a
He union busting. He busy. He union busting.
You know what I'm going to say? We have Fred. Fred is there.
I never called that man name.
Yeah, I know, that's why I was hesitating. That's why I was hesitating to say it.
My point is, the accusation that is being had by this Mr. Ray is damning, right? And we need to have a response. We need to have a response and let people know that the Bahamas has laws. We have a system. We have a ways on how these things are handled. And the United States can't come and bully us and take cause us to break our own laws for their benefits.
No.
Something is wrong with that.
Absolutely.
And this is why the director of Securities Commission needs to speak to outline that and explain that in detail.
All right. That music means we got to go to a break. Caller, please hold the line. Hold on. Text us. We haven't forgotten you. I know. It's plenty text. We're going to read them. But oh my, it's junk a new time. And I torn because that Bahamian rake and scrape Christmas music is getting me, buddy. But this junk a new, it's junk a new time. AM on the clock, man down, mashup Wednesday with Ian Munnings. We'll be right back.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Best reliable service, we've been on the scene protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always, you're always covered me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This Yuletide season, start a new Christmas tradition by joining Bahamas Faith Ministries, by donating toys, gifts, and school supplies for the Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion. Hope for the Holidays brings joy and happiness to the faces of children without at least one parent because they're serving time in prison. This Christmas, give Hope for the Holidays and let the children of incarcerated parents experience a real Christmas. They open presents, eat a meal, and spend time making new Christmas memories. Hope for the Holidays parents the opportunity to have their kids blessed with gifts and lifelong memories, giving them a newfound joy and motivation to make the necessary changes in their lives to be a positive and supportive role model for their kids. Toys, gifts, and funds for Hope for the Holidays can be donated at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion, proudly sponsored by Guardian Media.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with Ian Munnings. And we are here with Aaron Green. And of course, this is C.A. Nuri. And we're talking FTX. And we're talking about the U.S. Looks like they want to invade the Bahamas and take our property. It looks like they want to come for their things. And I hear the singing prophet said, the money done gone. Right? The money gone. That only thing you have left is the corn beef and the thing. But the people them in the Congress already said they're coming for it all. They're coming for it all, and if you receive money from FTX, they're saying that it's ill-begotten means, and they're coming for it all. So the flippant response of the money gone may not just work, right? And I have a clip we're going to explain that, but before that, I want to go to the callers.
All right.
I had the two callers and then go straight to the taxes and then go to the clip where the people are saying, anybody who get money, that's the police, because I know the police get money from various charities, get money from the FDX, various schools get money. The U.S. say they come for all of it.
Impossible to touch.
They say they're coming for it, or they'll mash this in water.
No,
I got to go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm still holding for someone to take my name and number. I've gotten cut off, and I call back again. No one's going to take the name.
Okay,
and
I apologize for that, ma'am.
Just stay. Don't hang up the phone. The producer can talk to you right now. Don't hang up. Don't do anything. You just stay right there, and the producer will talk to you. There we go.
So I'll ask the producer to talk to her, right?
Yeah.
Read one or two of the texts. Okay. So producer do that, and he'll patch through the next call.
Mashup gang, I sorry, but y'all love slackness. They're talking about me and you. And FBI don't play that. No matter what y'all think, if we had good rules and regulations on crypto, how did he steal billions? Why is he in Fox Hill prison?
He stole billions in the United States.
Fraud
not
is
here.
Fraud, and those properties were bought with stolen money that belongs to people from the U.S. Dear Texter, what I want to know is this. See, I couldn't afford $5,000 to go to the conference. I wish I could have. Because then, at the conference, I would have been watching out for conversations about the integrity and strength of the DARE Act. Because I can't imagine that all of them people spend all that money
to come
sit with Bill Clinton and
Tony Blair.
Right? And nobody said, hey, while we're here, let's sit down and talk about how we need to strengthen the DARE Act.
But Aaron, I wouldn't even say that. Sorry about it, Ian.
Okay.
The idea that they had a former president of the United States, they had a former prime minister of Great Britain, right?
Uh-huh.
That's an endorsement of the two countries. That's suggesting that these countries agreed and supported FTX.
Yeah.
So when you come to the Bahamas and we see that and say, man, I know these guys. These are leaders of the free world. Therefore, this FTX man must be
in fact, the British Prime Minister told King Charles III that he couldn't go to see how Tony Blair and Bill Clinton could just get up on a plane and talk about they're going to go Bahamas play with salt.
But more so, let's think about the celebrities that endorsed this. In America, the American celebrities.
But we have former presidents. Well, that's celebrities.
But let's just say, no, we have some celebrities that carry a lot of...
No, but they don't carry more than Tony Blair and Bill Clinton. No, they cannot.
They have some people that carry some pack, those persons that they were being used. Let's look at also the FTX investment in terms of the Miami arena. And all of these, the big FTXs on the stage.
The Formula One race,
let's
Miami
talk
Arena.
The Formula.
Because money talks more than politics.
And we can go on and on and on with the amount of monies that he's invested in those particular companies and those people. So the question is, if they're not going to go back to Congress for their money, for that money that you're saying...
Oh, no, they're going back for that. They just think we have it. That's all.
But if the governing bodies are the Republicans and the Democrats and the monies are with them, you think that they're going to say, give up the money that we got in campaigning?
Another caller there?
Yeah, let's go to that caller. It's coming.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello? Good morning, folks.
Morning.
What that John Wick guy doing, a smear campaign. Even the old school, he's just smearing. Our sector, different from our government, the independent bodies, but he know that. He just smearing the Bahamas government, throwing the money. He ain't say it's on the court. The court even, our Supreme Court into it, he knows that. He just doing a smear job. But what if you have to realize, the Japanese sees money too, and they start paying up. Google, Japan, FTX. They're holding 3 billion yen. Australia, they say what we do. They grab what they could.
Because you not the same as them, cousin. You forget we are not the same as them.
We have no sense that we have a government, we have a court system that he must go to. Again, he will come here and one thing, but we need to push back. Like how when Brian Ross comes to Finland and say Native for sale, Brian Ross said the same thing, but Trump, hadn't fired. Because he had no facts.
I got you. Thank you.
That's Google. I think we need to. We have Maxine Waters there. She big Obama. We have Federico Wilson. Need to go there and push back against him.
We need someone to speak on your behalf. Thank you very much, caller. We have a lot of text, so I want Aaron to read that through so we can go to that last clip because I want to talk about that.
Very quickly. Okay, first text. Good day. It seems strange that one day he has to go before Congress to testify. It was lockup. I think some was afraid on what he might have said when being grilled by Congress. Ah.
You have a chance to still talk.
All right. Another text says, you do not see the chair of the SEC posing for pictures with any of the SEC's licensees. That's all you need to know about the inappropriateness of the Bahamian regulators' frequent visibility with SBF and why there is the view that there is some form of collusion to fraud. That's why there's the view, but sometimes you got to use different eyes. and read between, see between the lines, because just because they don't take pictures with each other don't mean that they don't sit at the same tables and have this, have dinners and go to the same award shows. Another text that says, the United Snakes of America is at work. That's a...
I like that.
That's a typo.
Say United Snakes.
That's got to be a typo, Cecil. Another text. Aaron, the guy will... Aaron, the Bahamian government stopped millions from going missing and everyone can get their money back. Why the FNM playing party... petty politics, unpatriotic. Now, I had a conversation with some FNM pundits, and I don't know, Pintard seems to be not on a real, like, tit-for-tat political move, and they shouldn't be, because they got to deal with the fallout if they win the next government. But this is a matter of governance. It's not a matter of politics, and I hope that the FNM understands.
Continue reading the text, Aaron, because I know if the government doesn't secure the money, all the money is going to go disappear.
Then we've been hollering.
Not filing taxes is different from laundering billions of dollars. I don't know. We should hold ourselves accountable. We have professionals who should have done the necessary due diligence, no matter who endorsed this company. Our PM is a KC, a lawyer with a lot of experience and a successful businessman in our deputy PM, so we should be accountable too. Not me. Technically, I have nothing to do with this. In fact,
and the same due diligence was done around the world. All of these countries had him there. So it can't be. That's why they have FTX America, FTX
everywhere, Japan, FTX that,
Asia, FTX Bahamas.
I was just more concerned with the fact that if the Bahamian people would secure our bag, because, you know, in the past we hadn't secured our bag and those persons ran away with the bag.
Yes.
So I'm happy that we got the bag.
It was not another clique.
Here we go. Oh, these texts are hot. Good morning, CA and Aaron. There's one important thing to remember. The Bahamas cannot simply take control of all the assets simply because they are located in the Bahamas. I've been a part of liquidation procedures, and although the company is headquartered there, the assets must be divided among the headquarters and its subsidiaries. There is an entity such as FTX US. FTX US was not independent of parent company FTX Bahamas, so the Bahamas can't simply lock those assets down. Hold on, their text. I think what is happening here is that you have like a, not, it's not predilection, but like there's an inherent thing. Like what is implied in your statement is you believe the Bahamas government is inherently corrupt, because them securing the monies, like Cecil said, people was hacking the money.
It would be
irresponsible of the government to not take steps to secure the money. All I'm saying is don't put me in charge of the money, but they have an obligation to secure it. I'm sorry, but it just sounds, it's a text, it sounds like the Bahamian authorities are crooked regarding this issue. I agree with John Ray. We are not transparent in this country, because if so, we would have a Freedom of Information Act. Now, let's not go there, because the Freedom of Information Act we're going to get is a model of acts from around the world. And what it does around the world is the same slow thing.
Yes.
There's one important thing to remember. The Bahamas cannot simply take control of the assets. Good morning. Can someone... Okay, we read that one. You didn't have to send it again. Great show as usual. Could you tell Christina Toot happy, happy birthday? I hope she enjoy her day, and we want cake, Christina. Send it to The Guardian. Another text. I suggest to you that it is our officials who are letting us down. How many Bahamians knew Sam had emailed SCB and the AG for days before asking about moving money to Bahamian clients before we get embarrassed again with the filing?
And that's Sam, I think, spinning, because he acknowledged that no one responded to him and he just did what he wanted to do on his own.
Yeah.
So he could have sent that anytime, knowing his narrative.
And
he
was that totally responsible don't make for that. Sense, people. It didn't make sense when the government said it about the Commercial Enterprise Act, and it don't make sense now.
Aaron, it's imperative that we stand united in a united front, no matter what it is. We're talking about the Bahamas and the integrity of the Bahamian people. And we have to be careful, because we have seen international people look at the Bahamas as what they call us. What was the word that they call us?
They look at all
Negroes. They said that they were little boys.
All Negroes.
No, no, they said there was little boys.
There's nothing special about the Bahamas.
No, no, they said that there were little boys that are doing unfamiliar things, and they were incompetent children.
And they came to the Bahamas.
And they said this is they came to the Bahamas.
Very quickly,
to do a dolly else.
Please explain what wrong did SPF did here in the Bahamas. Aaron, Bill, and Tony got about $250,000 each for endorsements of Sam's FTX. They laughing straight to the bank. No, sir.
They didn't even get caught.
The bank lane shuffle. I feel no rich people that got swindled by FTX. It ain't just rich people. It's people who think they're rich.
And Aaron, I want you to pause there.
Yeah.
Producer, I want you to play that last clip. As soon as you get the last clip, we'll let Aaron continue to read. But as soon as you get that clip up and running, play
just
it, please.
Just start it and I'll stop talking.
Stolen customer money. And all of this dirty money was used in service of Bankman-Fried's desire to buy bipartisan influence and impact the direction of public policy in Washington. To anyone who is watching this or hears about this prosecution, if you believe that you have been a victim of these schemes or you have information about the conduct that we've alleged in our indictment that we've unsealed today, please let us know. To any person, entity, or political campaign that has received stolen customer money, we ask that you work with us to return that money to the innocent victims. And to anyone who participated in wrongdoing at FTX or Alameda Research and who has not yet come forward, I would strongly encourage you to come see us before we come see you. Now, let me say a word about our partners at the FBI, the SEC, and the CFTC. The women and men of the FBI are some of the fights in the...
So you heard right there. You said if you got any of the money...
No, no, he said any of the stolen money.
All the money stolen, as he said. He was the whole fraud.
What I like about this thing is we got this thing called blockchain technology, right? And even the words of this gentleman in the last clip, the very last clip, and all of the people that spoke will be assessed based against that blockchain record.
Yes.
At what point was stolen money used? At what point was money stolen?
And I should have played that other clip. They said from the beginning. Said the whole thing was a scam. Wow. Well, whole money was stolen. Let me say this point. Yeah. They're saying that if you received any money or from FTX of late, please return it. What they're saying.
What does of late mean? Because when you fix my prison bed, I want to be next to Maxine Waters.
It means that the singing prophet, it means don't that the police force.
You don't want Bishop to pray for these people. Tell them stop. It means you know, if Bishop pray for them, that's it.
Great commission. It means who get that $500,000 of your Feeding Food Network.
The Agricultural Development Organization.
All of them may be in jeopardy in terms of needing to return the money.
You can't return what they're in there.
So, you know, they can sue. This is the United States, you know.
What they can sue them for?
They come and take them. They plan to come and take Bohemian property. They come in for the church.
No, they can't touch the church.
You think the United States can't do...
They can't touch the church.
You think the United States can't do things?
I can tell you something.
Oh, okay.
The church, we discussed the church. The unity the church has.
Watch that, please. Free clearance.
They can't bother with that. It's called, you know, there's a reason they can't bother with that. I'll tell you on that.
What's Ian, the free clearance?
I don't think they want to bother with that.
Are you going to get strung up now for calling free clearance?
Bishop, don't call Bishop, pray for them.
If I have to choose between pre clearance and Bishop, the singing Bishop, guess who's going to jail?
Mind you said Bishop.
Guess who's going to jail? I got to take him down.
Man. The man said Bishop.
I need you to understand that the whole country...
Aaron, you can send Bishop?
Was me, the whole country could send me with a case of sweet cream and say, Aaron, trade this the best you can.
Aaron, Bishop gone?
Bishop gone.
You know what Bishop is saying? Money coming.
Producer, play that music. It is 11:59. That means we are right to the end of the hour. I'd like to say thank you to all of the people that have played the game. If you did not give your number and tell a name to the producer, please call 323-6232, 323-6232, and give the producer your information. I think that would be the third winner. We had three winners, and we're going to have more winners next week. The 12 days of holidays giveaways.
We have some good prizes, some good dinners and stuff like that, so we're excited to give that up.
See, I only want to ask Sam one question. Why, Sam?
Why, Sam?
I could have used some of that money.
Have a good day.